We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock and the Gunsmith Show.
It
Saturday mornings
rock,
from 8 to 9. Ultimate classic rock.
It's so cool. I love this station.
I do too.
I love my show. And I want my show to come on, but I don't want to interrupt the groove going, you know, because it's, you know, it's Foghat or it's, you know, Alice Cooper and then the Gunsmiths.
Yeah.
So deal with this for a little bit and we'll get you back to music in a little bit. But for now, does your gun fit? That's the question.
It's an important question.
It's an important question brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. This segment's brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Our good friends at Tri-County Roofing want you to know they've been doing roofs since 1971. It's over 50 years, folks. Over 50 years of doing professional roofing and standing behind it the whole time. Their motto is integrity starts at the top, and they mean it. So you can get a hold of them at 810-732-7740. Leave a message for them this weekend. They'll get back to you. Or you can go to their website and check them out, too. It's tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. Or you can go right to my website, thegss.com, and link to them. So all kinds of ways to get a hold of Tri-County, but you'll be glad you did. They specialize in those low and flat pitch roofs, but they also do residential. So they can handle your residential jobs and your barns, your pole barns, steel, PVC, mule hide, shingles, whatever.
Not real
you have.
Mule hide. It's not, they're
no,
not
they don't,
made of
they
mule
don't,
hide.
They don't kill mules and stretch them. No, animals were
harmed.
That's
a good name for
a
roof because it gives you a good idea how tough they are.
That's a tough thing as a mule hide, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I always think of Festus from Gunsmoke when I think of mule hide, you know, because he always rode a mule.
Yep.
I think his name was Danny. The mule's name was Danny. I think so. But anyways, get a
hold
of
Tri-County.
And
it's not too early. Listen, we're at the end of January. It's the 25th.
Yeah.
Next comes February. It goes like that.
Yeah, February's a short month.
Get in, get on the schedule, get your roof planned because these guys are busy. They do lots of roofs, so give them a call. They do fantastic work. They'll take great care of you.
But they just put a new skylight in my roof. A Velux skylight.
That's what you were saying.
Perfect, man. It's just absolutely perfect.
And you don't have to worry about, you know, leaking. These guys know what they're doing.
No, they do.
They'll stand behind their stuff.
Peace of mind. It's like getting your favorite guy to come work on your furnace. And you have that peace of mind knowing it's going to keep you warm.
Yep.
Well, your roof's going to keep you dry if you get Tri-County out there. So, now, in Tim from Tri-County, he agrees with this too. You got to get fitted for your new gun, okay? You got to get fitted for it. You can't be, I seen a sale and that gun looks really cool. I got to go buy it. That's not how you should buy a gun. This is just my personal opinion and my humble opinion of how you should buy a gun. Don't buy it because of just price or because it looks really cool.
It's for shooting.
It's for shooting and it's got to fit you. Some guns don't fit you. They just don't. It's like, you might want a little Fiat sports car, but if you don't fit in it, it ain't going to do you good. It's a lawn ornament.
Shaquille O'Neal, he wouldn't do it at all.
Probably wouldn't do it.
Not a Fiat.
Probably wouldn't do it. I remember that old, Gator McCluskey when the giant guy sat in a Thunderbird and his head was above the ceiling?
Right.
Well, yeah, that's not practical.
It's not going to work. Yeah.
You know, you're going to get bugs in your mouth.
Yeah.
All kinds of bad things. Well, if a gun doesn't fit you, you're not going to be able to shoot targets. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to sell it.
You know, at the department stores, they have professional bra fitters. They have ladies that will make sure that you get there. It's the same thing.
Wow. You took a right-hand curve on that.
Bra
fitting.
It's got to fit. Yeah.
If it doesn't fit.
They're all made differently.
We must acquit. If it doesn't fit, we must acquit. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, back to reality. Your gun needs to fit you personally. So
you personally.
The salesman might say it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, this looks great on you.
Yeah.
Not until you shoot it. You don't know.
You don't know, and you don't know if it doesn't fit.
Pull to the left.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to make sure. Trigger, you got to look at the trigger. There's all kinds of things.
Yeah, and you eventually look at the price tag. But you got to first verify that the gun is empty. So if you go to a gun shop, they're going to look at the gun. They're going to open it up, make sure there's no shells in it.
Yep.
Then they will place it in your hand, and they'll watch you closely.
Yeah.
Never point the gun at anybody. Always point it like behind the salesman at the wall if you want to look at it and look through the sights, which you will. If it doesn't feel right, it never will. You know, you won't. If you're going to have an EDC, an everyday carry handgun, you want it to fit you and be comfortable in your hands and feel like an extension of your arm. As if your arm is is Mike Tyson's fist, and you're gonna land that punch. It's gonna knock the opponent out. Okay, you want confidence in that grip. You want confidence in the gun. You want it to work properly. See, I get excited about this. This is a passion.
Yeah,
it has to fit you now.
And this is even before you go shooting with it, because you got to. Exactly. That's the second test. But this is just to see weight and feel. Right, how does it feel? Right.
And you got. There's a lot of things you need to think about before you go to the store. Have you ever done a dominant eye test? A salesman, if he's a good salesman or she's a good salesperson, you're going to get asked that question, which eye is dominant? So that depends on which side you're going to carry. You might be right-handed, but your left eye dominant. That screws a lot of people up, and then they never shoot again. Our friend Larry Loins, I'm not sure if he had a dominant eye.
Yeah.
He could use both hands.
Right.
So, but sighting-wise, he couldn't focus on the target because he didn't have that optic. He hadn't chosen how he was going to shoot when I took him out shooting for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
So he ended up shooting from the hip, did terrible. But he shot
from the hip. So you generally don't recommend that?
No, I don't recommend that. So you got to make sure the gun fits you. You got to know which eye you're going to use. So knowing your dominant eye, it's a pretty simple test. You put your arms at full extension. You put your thumbs in a line. You make a triangle. And then you pull it. You pick one thing to look at, and you pull your hands back to your eyes, and whatever eye it comes to, you'll either go to your left eye or right eye, presuming you have two eyes, and that will tell you what your dominant eye is. That will tell you which eye you need to be looking at, especially when you're looking down a handgun sight. If you got a laser on it, if you have a dominant eye problem, you can just get a laser on your gun and point the laser, and then you're looking at where the laser's hitting, and that's where you sight your gun in. But it still has to be sighted in. Just because you put a laser on your gun doesn't mean it's going to work perfectly. So how does the gun come up? How does it come up in a natural way? Does it come up and you go, oh, yeah, I could get confident with this? Or is this, boy, I really got to learn how to carry this thing? Because that's the thing. You got to try it several times. You might think you look like a fool at the gun counter, but what are you? You're a smart shopper, okay? So checking out how it comes up. But it's not all handguns here. We're not talking about just handguns. A lot of people buy shotguns, and they can't hit the broadside of a barn with them. And it's a shotgun. It's designed to spread shot, hit a target area. And if the gun doesn't go up right, or if the length of pull is incorrect, and a lot of people say length of pull, what is that? It's the distance from the trigger to your shoulder. And it might be too long for you. And you're like, I've got a lot of friends that are, we teach a lot of youngsters how to shoot. So we have guns with short length of pull that we
teach. For people who have T-Rex arms.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And there's a lot of people that are like that.
Yeah. Or you might have orangutan arms.
You might have arms so long that you're getting tangled up trying to pull that gun up. So
yep.
The length of pull is very important. So watch where and how your finger meets that trigger. If you put the gun up, and you're all the way past your second knuckle, and you're trying to pull the trigger with the middle of your finger.
No, you can't.
That gun doesn't fit you.
That's no good.
But if it's right in the middle of your first digit, if you have a first digit, some people I know don't have one.
Yeah. Tony Iommi didn't have one. He had a little extension, a little thimble that he'd do.
You could add on to it.
Yeah, for playing the guitar.
Guitars for
Black Sabbath.
Oh,
Tony Iommi.
You know, I think I saw him once.
Oh yeah.
He's still alive, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I saw him at. At the Chesting Showboat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He was out there with the guy from Sugarloaf.
Ronnie James Dio? Oh, Sugarloaf.
No, the singer from Sugar that sang Green Eyed Lady.
Oh, yeah.
He played the keyboards.
Oh, yeah.
He was also in, boy, we're getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
But he was a good guy. The whole band, and then the drummer.
Oh, I bet that was great.
It was phenomenal. The drummer was from Rare Earth. So that's why I went, because it was Rare Earth, one of my all-time favorite groups. But Sugarloaf is right up there, too. And then
Tony Iommi shreds.
Oh, that's what he was there for. And so we had a keyboardist, a drummer, I think we had a saxophone player.
Yeah.
And they played, they were like the greatest, you know, they were some kind of greatest band or something. And they opened up for Eddie Money.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just a classic rock extravaganza.
Bonanza. Yeah.
It was huge. It was a huge show.
Right.
So I'll never forget that show. It was phenomenal.
He was missing a portion of his fingers, though.
I know shooters that are like that. I almost shot my fingers off one time.
Oh, yeah.
Close call. Shot right between two fingers. That was scary.
Well, and that's why you got to make sure you have a gun that fits.
Yeah, you got to have a gun that fits. You got to understand the gun. It was a lazy moment on my part, but I'm glad it didn't happen. It would have been a hard one to explain. especially, at least this is radio and not TV. You wouldn't see it all the time because it would be on TV. Yeah. So natural sight alignment is what I'm getting at. When you bring that gun up, you want natural sight alignment. If you got to cock your head way over, or you got to hold your breath to look down the sights, or a lot of times it's a very good sign that you need to lose some weight when a gun doesn't fit you, because if you're uncomfortable or you can't breathe good while you're holding the gun, get a gun that fits you first and then practice shooting with it. So there's just a lot of things you can do to get a gun to fit you, but some you can buy and they're made for you. Others, you know, it just it's going to take a new stock or something to make it fit. Or a lot of people make a mistake of mounting scopes too high on rifles and you don't have a natural fit. You have to lift your head up off the gun to shoot. Well, then when you pull the trigger, the gun smacks you in the face and it hurts. So that's not very comfortable. So if the gun's comfortable and you feel like you can be confident with it, then it's beginning to be in the process of finding that gun that you need to probably purchase and put it in your collection. So just imagine if it, back to that, what I said, if it doesn't feel like an extension of yourself, or if it's, you know, if it's just too cumbersome, pass it by. If it doesn't fit now, it's probably never going to fit. If you're so eager to buy something that you're buying it because it's a spur of the moment thought, or, you know, and believe me, I pick up probably 40, 50 guns a week and check them out. And I know pretty quick, nah, not for me, you know, nope, too front heavy. Little too heavy. You know, it's going to be uncomfortable. I wouldn't be able to walk through the woods with it and carry it comfortably. But if you're a blind hunter, you know, not blind as in can't see, but if you hunt from a blind, getting to the blind, some people carry their guns to the blind in a case. Mm-hmm. And then they open it up, they get set up, they set it in a bipod or a tripod, and or they have a swivel tripod, which is awesome. We just got one of those last weekend from Bog, an amazing tool, very heavy duty, carbon fiber, spikes that go into the ground, adjustable for coyote hunting, which we'll be doing tonight and tomorrow. So finally the weather broke a little bit. We're going to be able to get out there. I don't want to go out hunting when it's below zero. You know what I mean? It's just cold. It's hard on the guns. I'm tired of shattering crosshairs in my rifles, and it's hard on the body. You know, I'm not a spring chicken, Dano. I'm up there now.
You're not a chicken at all.
No, I'm not chicken.
You're a human being.
I enjoy chicken.
It's tasty.
It can be tasty if it's cooked right. So if you can honestly feel that the gun fits you, then it might be time to lay away it, buy it, plan for it. If you want to wait for the next best one to come out, do it. But follow that groove. If you find something that fits, look for the same gun. The same gun, you know, if you say, I'm not going to buy till July because deer season's not till November, well, it's a great time to buy now and get it ready. Okay. You might be thinking about just coyote hunting, and we're going to talk about that in the last segment of the show today. Great time to get your coyote guns and get out there and do some coyote hunting like we're going to do tonight. We're going to have our 6.5 Grendels out there, and I got our night vision ready to go. So we are going to rock the woods tonight. So wish us luck. And you guys be careful out there, whatever you do. But we got a lot more of the show coming up, so we got to get off here.
We'll come back after this. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.